Bucks County Republican Brian Fitzpatrick is only in his first term in Congress, but he's now locked in a tight re-election battle like few of his peers will face. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo caught up with him at the Capitol recently and discussed his plan to run as a moderate, even as the nation is increasingly polarized.
When I met Fitzpatrick at his Capitol Hill office, I was surprised when the former FBI agent said we had to turn around and go do the interview outside. Once we settled on a spot, his aide was then surprised that the congressman sent him away. But his office is a congressional office, and his aide is an official aide. Fitzpatrick says he doesn't want to blur the lines between his campaign and official duties. His aide finally caught on as the congressman sent him back inside.
Yep, thanks, bud. All right, thanks.
That's funny. I've never had someone do that. Usually they just let it slide. You're a lawman.
I'm a former FBI agent, man. We do things by the book, so...
This bench?
Yeah, we do that.
Not many people in the nation's capital do things by the book. Washington is more hyperpartisan now than arguably any time in the nation's history, except maybe right around the Civil War. Knowing that, Fitzpatrick is still trying to present himself as a legislator who is right in the middle.
I get objection from the right and from the left because I'm a centrist. And when you get pushback from both sides in a district like Bucks County, you know that you're exactly where you need to be.
Fitzpatrick took over the seat from his older brother, Mike, who represented the district for 8 years before retiring. The younger Fitzpatrick is proud that Georgetown University's Lugar Center listed him as the most independent first-term lawmaker in the nation. That index looks at how often lawmakers' bills attract bipartisan support and how often they sponsor legislation from the opposing party. Fitzpatrick is glad he's at the top of his class.
Everything we do in life should be a product of compromise and wanting to learn from other people, extract their good ideas, and try to see the world through their eyes.
Fitzpatrick has had legislative success, too. He's gotten his Interdict Act passed, which helps law enforcement stop illegal drugs coming in at the nation's ports of entry. And he also got his Right to Try legislation signed into law. It allows terminally ill patients to access drugs not yet approved by the FDA. But as the only former FBI agent in Congress, Fitzpatrick has drawn criticism for not standing up to President Trump enough on his repeated tirades against Special Counsel Robert Mueller, the Russia investigation, and even U.S. intelligence agencies themselves. Fitzpatrick serves on the Homeland Security Committee. When asked by WHYY, the top Democrat on that committee, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, struggled to remember who he even is.
Brian Fitzpatrick. Make me know him.
Pennsylvania congressman?
No. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
He hadn't distinguished himself on the committee.
That's interesting. Were we that hyperpartisan these days that you don't know him, or just
no.
He's quiet?
I don't know. No.
Still, Fitzpatrick has Democratic allies. He's a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus, a 48-member group of Republicans and Democrats who try to avoid the headline-grabbing issues that divide the parties and focus on common ground. Democrat Josh Gottheimer from North Jersey is a co-chair of the caucus. He recently did an event with Fitzpatrick in Bucks County and says he wants to see him win another term in D.C.
I'm focused on making sure people like Brian Fitzpatrick, you know, are going to be in the Problem Solvers Caucus. I'm focused on what's best for America, less on what's best for national party politics.
Fitzpatrick's Democratic opponent, Scott Wallace, says Fitzpatrick is using that bipartisan caucus as a smokescreen. Wallace worked as a staffer in Washington on the Senate Judiciary and Veterans Affairs Committees during the Reagan era. He says Fitzpatrick is playing Washington games with voters.
There's one word that you'll never hear from Brian Fitzpatrick, and that's Republican. And that's why he likes to run around saying he's going to be your independent voice in Congress. But bottom line, this is a very moderate district. He knows that. Trump is not popular here. But the fact is, he is on Team Trump.
While Fitzpatrick voted against the GOP's Obamacare repeal effort, he supported the Republican tax overhaul that killed the Affordable Care Act's health insurance mandate. Wallace says that's not all.
He voted for Speaker Ryan, who controls the floor, who brings up bills that Trump wants and buries bills that Trump hates. He votes for the Trump agenda the vast majority of the time, about 85%. He voted for what Trump views as his proudest legislative accomplishment, the tax bill.
Fitzpatrick says he wants to see some sort of health insurance mandate put back in place, but he has no regrets on that tax vote.
It's hard to argue with success, right? You know, we went from 1.5, 1.6 growth in GDP to 2.7 last year, and we're going to be hovering around 3, if not exceeding 3 this year. You can't argue with success. Some can say that's a coincidence. I disagree.
Even while discussing these votes and the Trump tax policy, Fitzpatrick avoids mentioning the president by name or the Republican leadership in Washington. And Fitzpatrick is now trying to double down on his promise to legislate from the middle if given the chance by voters.
Scott Wallace wants to shrink the Problem Solvers Caucus. We want to expand it. We think that that's the only hope for our country. The Hatfield and McCoy brand of politics must end. And he's a part of that.
With millions of dollars pouring into the district and more expected to come from both sides, it's becoming one of the hottest races to watch during these midterm elections. And because it's a district that went for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, while mostly choosing Republicans for Congress, both parties have reason to believe they can win this seat. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.